Good morning, Bob. We'll get started here with Manolo.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good, Manolo. How are you today?
Fine, Frank. Thanks. The California Department of Health came up with this news, big news yesterday, that a certain amount of people will be allowed in the Coliseum, and encouraging that probably later on more people will be able to be allowed. What is your this welcome to the fans back?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, we saw last year that, you know, we understood what we were going through and why, but to have to go through another year like that, I mean, really, that's, you know, the fans are our inspiration, and that gives you, you know, over 162 game season when you're playing every day and you have fans in the stands. That makes it easy to get up for these games. So, I mean, there was felt like last year at times, you know, you get all excited for the game, then you go out there and it was like a letdown again because there's no fans in the stands. So this is terrific news.
Yes, since the beginning of spring training, you were talking about the Luis Barrera as a high energy player. He came out there stretching out a single into a double. Now he's playing center field. Is that his typical position, or is one of those guys that can play all around the outfield?
All three. We'll take a look at him in all three positions. So, yeah, not a surprise. Went up there, swung at the first pitch, line one to left center field, and it was almost like run till they tag me. So he was pretty excited to be out there again and got off to a good start with that at bat.
Shayna?
Wondering if you were able to catch up with AJ Puk after his outing yesterday, or his inning yesterday, and how he's feeling.
If he wasn't feeling good, I would know by now. I just got over here today, so I'll see him once I get out on the field some. Sometimes it's difficult. We got so many different stretch times, and guys are over here and over there, and you're trying to watch certain things, but like I said, he would have shown up on the training report if there were any issues.
Matt?
I mean, you have a lot of left-handed hitters in the lineup today. Is today a good chance just to kind of get a glimpse at some of those options from the left-handed side?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, sometimes when you take a long trip, you know, there's going to be a certain amount of regulars that are left back. And we do have, you know, our second unit, there are a lot of left-handed bats. So try to split them up with some righties. You know, you're going to at times get some tougher matchups. I think they have a couple lefties that they'll bring out of the bullpen today, but you know, it is what it is over a long spring. So I don't think it's as much that as it is, you know, just the players that we made available today.
What have you seen from Seth Brown so far? He's gotten a little bit of action in the game.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of action. He'll continue to. He's hit some balls really good. There have been a couple times he's been on the wrong end of the wind where he might have had a couple home runs already. But you know, he's always motivated to play. He's working hard to make a team. He gives you, you know, the versatility of being able to play the corner outfield spots and first base. You know, he can DH. Still has a potent bat.
Vince?
Bob, I know at some point in the spring you were maybe trying to check off the kind of play that Matt Chapman made at third base yesterday, but his first game and his first play of the spring. What was your reaction as that play unfolded?
Off the bat, it's a hit, and then it's not, which is kind of typical Chappie that you're looking for. So I think it actually served him well that was his first play, one that was so instinctive and one that very few guys make. So it kind of puts maybe some of the lingering doubts on, you know, if you're all the way there yet when you make a play like that. So doesn't surprise me. I'm glad it happened, and I know he feels good about it.
Any conversation when he came off the field?
Oh, yeah, always. Yeah, he can be chatty. So, and that's what he said to me. He goes, it was just reactionary, and he's glad, you know, he got tested right away.
And then Dalton Jeffries today made that first start for you. We talked so much about his changeup as a big weapon for him, which probably still is, but saw a pretty good breaking ball from him. What are you seeing just in his development and his growth and knowing that he provides depth for the rotation?
Yeah, no, his breaking ball is really the one he has to work on, and it was really sharp. So, you know, he has a very good fastball that he commands very well. He throws his changeup, which looks a lot like his fastball. It's his breaking ball that's kind of, you know, make him better. And from what I saw the other day, that's as good a breaking ball as we've seen, as sharp a breaking ball as we've seen. So he'll continue to work on that and could be out there upwards of maybe three innings today.
And then finally, just the reality still of what baseball is dealing with, seeing the story from the Astros camp where they've got a lot of guys now in quarantine. How impressed are you that the A's have continued to you know, hear the message, heed the message, and keep things moving, you know, at least at this point uninterrupted?
Yeah, knock wood, but it gives you, it certainly is a wake-up call to, you know, if you think it's relaxing, you know, it's kind of going away. It's, you know, you don't have to be as, you know, the scrutiny on the protocol, you have to. And something like that can affect you. And we saw last year it can affect your season as well. So it's kind of an awakening for any team to see what's going on there and know that you have to stay, you know, strict with the protocols to keep things going, even though things have been pretty good here, at least in Arizona during spring training.
Manolo?
Chapman was so full of enthusiasm yesterday after the game that he was saying, no, I can play third base every day right now, but I know your plan is to take him easy, easy, easy. You think it's realistic maybe the three last weeks of the spring training you will be playing every day, third base?
Well, no one's going to play every day. You know, and every other day schedule is pretty good. Towards the end, we'll play him back-to-back days and then get a day off. But he'll DH tomorrow, and then he'll play third his next outing after that, and basically on a semi every other day schedule. But, yeah, it's good to hear him say that because that means he feels good and he feels healthy.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
All right.